that is probably one of the most pervasive untruths in the church and across the world, is seeing God as, because God is God, that he just kind of controls everything that's going on. And that's why when something bad happens, everybody's always questioning, why couldn't God have stopped that? Why didn't God stop that? Because their impression is that God could have and just didn't. And because they assume that God can just do whatever he wants in the world. And so whenever something bad happens, it's obviously either God's fault, or God allowed it, or he could have stopped it. But here's the point. This is the main thing with the sovereignty of God, or rather the false sovereignty of God concept. Not that God isn't sovereign, but the concept that God can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, this is kind of how people perceive it. So we've got God up here, right? And these are going to just represent the human race, right? The people below here. The concept that God is controlling everything kind of goes like this. God can just, it's directly between God and people. God can just do whatever he wants with whoever, whether it's Billy, Bobby, and Susie, right? You got our three people here, our three example people. Here's the problem with that picture, because this is a pretty good drawing of how people perceive that this world works. God just dealing with the human race and kind of has his hand in everything. Here's the problem with that. The thing that you realize is missing there is Jesus. But we don't realize this is not the way that it works, where God just has his hand in everything, controlling everything. The way that it actually works is there's someone that has to be a go-between between God and man. People, here's an important point to start out with. People don't deserve God's intervention or for God to perform his goodwill in their life, right? Since sin came into the world, Billy, Bobby, and Susie don't deserve God's hand in their life. This is the whole necessity for sending Jesus, right? What you have is Jesus had to come and pay the price, right? And what I like about that is you probably think that that's just like a dollar sign, but what it actually is a serpent on the pole. Jesus came and paid the price so that God, through what Jesus paid, can work his goodwill in the lives of mankind. Another thing that's necessary is people need to understand what Jesus did. The only way for God to work in people's lives is for Jesus to have come and paid the price, which he already did for everybody. But the other thing that's necessary is that people understand what Jesus did. That's called faith, right? So rather than it being more like God just working in people's lives as he wills it, the way that it actually works is God can only work through the mediator. It's only through Jesus' mediation that God's able to work in people's lives. And people have to believe on that mediation in order to receive from God. In the church, we talk about how Jesus is the only way, right? And you'll hear people say that, obviously, quote John, was it John 14? Where Jesus says that I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by me. The funny thing with that verse is we don't apply that to almost anything except being saved from hell, pretty much. The truth of the matter is, though, you can't receive anything from God except through Jesus. If Jesus didn't pay the price for it, and remember, people by themselves don't deserve anything from God. So unless Jesus paid for it, you can't receive it. And even if Jesus paid for it, unless you believe on the mediator, because remember, we can't receive on our own merit. So God can't just say, you know, I'm going to circumvent Jesus today, even though this is kind of how we believe it happens. Because I'm God, I'm just going to deal with you directly. I'm just going to bless you just because I feel like it. Despite the fact that God desires every person to be saved and every person to receive from him, despite the fact that God is all-powerful, it still stands that God needs a just means to bless people. You know, it's not a matter of, when I say that God has to work through Jesus and through faith in his son, it's not because God is not all-powerful. God is all-powerful. But God's power is not the factor at play here. It's God's justice. The reason why God cannot just bless people or work in people's lives because he feels like it is not because God isn't all-powerful. It's because God is just and he is not unjust. There's no just way for God to communicate good things to people except through the sacrifice of Jesus, through faith in that sacrifice. And that's why when Jesus says, I'm the only way, he really means that. There is no other way to receive from God except that Jesus provided it and people put faith in Jesus. And that goes for everything. It doesn't just go for being saved from hell or what we would call salvation. Every single thing, God's intervention, if someone's in a car and about to get into a car wreck, God's intervention there cannot just happen. God cannot just intervene and produce his power to do something good on the behalf of a human being, except one, Jesus pay the price for that power, which he already did, so that's already for everybody. But also, that person in that car needs to have understood what Jesus did sufficiently to receive the power of God and believe in what Jesus did to receive the power of God to protect them from that car accident. And there's not another way. When Jesus says he's the only way, that means the only way for God to work in our lives is through the price that he paid, through faith in the price that he paid. So it's not as if God has sent his son so that through his son, the price that his son paid, he can work in our lives, but then also, because he's God, he can just also do whatever he wants. When we say that God can do whatever he wants and protect who he wants and heal who he wants, what we're actually saying is that there's another way for people to receive from God. You can either receive from God through the price that Jesus paid, through faith in him, or just because he's God, he can just on any given day just say, you know what, I'm just going to bless Susie here today just because I feel like it today. That's not the way that it works. When Jesus said he's the only way, he means he's the only way because he's the only means by which God can work in our lives. Again, when Moses parts the Red Sea, sometimes we see that as, oh, see, God just did a miracle. He's God. He can do anything. No. That was God's power being manifest through a human being, namely Moses in this scenario. And we just look at that and say, well, you know, well, if I were to ask most Christians, well, why did that happen or how did that happen, that the Red Sea was parted? Most people would probably just say, well, God is God. He can do anything. No, that's not how you see what we're saying? We're saying this, God's just God. That's Moses. Let's just say that's Moses now. Oh, God can just do it because he's God. No, no. Moses doesn't deserve God's power working through him the way that it was demonstrated that day at the Red Sea. Moses doesn't deserve that. And if Moses doesn't deserve that, then God cannot just, you know, unjustly bless Moses with his power. God can't just circumvent the cross and say, hey, Moses, there's no mediator between me and you. There's no intercessor. There's no price that was paid between me and you. But just because I'm God, I'm just going to bless you. Because let me just say, if God can just directly bless Moses with that power to split the Red Sea, God never had to send Jesus. Literally, by you saying God can do anything he wants, what you are saying explicitly with that, you may not realize it, but you are explicitly saying with that, Jesus is not necessary. Because if God can save whom he wants, heal whom he wants, if his power can work, let me say this, if God's power can work in human flesh, just because he feels like it, you don't need a mediator to come and provide it. If God can do anything, then that means God can save whom he wills and condemn whom he wills, heal whom he wills and make sick whom he wills, raise up who he wills and destroy whom he wills. And it just has nothing to do with a price having been paid. It's just between God and man. That's the biggest problem with the God is in control concept. I'm not even getting into a whole bunch of theological stuff right now that everyone's going to want to bring up. If you can't get over this, this is basic Christianity. This is how you got saved. If God can do anything he wants, he didn't have to send Jesus. He could have just done it. The fact of the matter is, God could not do what he wanted in our life. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus enabled God, gave God a just means to communicate the good things that he always had in store for us. Jesus gave the Father that means to be able to communicate those good things to you. If God can communicate good things to mankind just willy-nilly because he wants to, you are saying explicitly with that, and there's no way to get around this, you're saying Jesus isn't at all necessary. Because either, if God can, look at that, can, has the ability to do in our lives whatever he wants, he does not need a mediator between us and him, a way between us and him, a provision between us and him. He can just go direct to us. The fact of the matter is, because we're not deserving, and because God is just, God cannot do a single thing in any person's life, and this has been the case since the day Adam sinned. God has never in Moses' life, in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's life, in Daniel's life, in any of the prophets' life, God has never performed a single miracle, never worked a single work of power, never given a single word of wisdom to any human being on this planet after Adam's sin without Jesus having provided it. And if you lived before, like Daniel and Moses, if you lived before Jesus coming, then like Abraham, people were believing on the Messiah that was to come. But this point stands, though. So they were just believing on the Messiah before he even came. But if Jesus had not provided these things, and they had not believed on Jesus Christ and his provision, the Red Sea would have never been parted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have died in the flames, and Daniel would have died in the lion's den. God doesn't just do miracles because he's God and he can just do miracles. The Bible actually even says in Galatians, he says that the only way that God can work miracles in people's lives is by the hearing of faith. Acts 3:16 expounds on this further, and Peter healed a man, and after he was healed, people looked at Peter and were kind of marveling at Peter because a man had just been healed. And rather than Peter turn around and say, well, why was this man healed? Well, because God is God and he can do anything. No, God cannot heal people or work his power in people unless Jesus paid the price for it on the cross and people believe on it. That's what he explains to everybody, and I think it's Acts chapter 3. That's what he explains to everybody. He says that it was Jesus' name, or you could say the reputation of Jesus, through faith in Jesus' reputation, that has made this man whole in front of you all today. It's always got to be that Jesus provided it and someone believed on it for people to receive from God. And apart from that, there has never been and never will be a single human being that has ever received the intervention of God in their life and the performance of God's goodwill in their life, except that Jesus provided it and someone believed it. And that goes, like I said, it goes for Moses, it goes for Daniel, it goes for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These are not localized miracles that God does willy-nilly because he's just shaping this universe the way that he wants to. The Bible says, and I'll just kind of close with this verse, God says in 1 Timothy 2, it's 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 5, and I'll just read this to you quick. He says, who, meaning God wills to have all men saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants everybody saved. God wants everybody to know the truth. And yet not everybody does know the truth. And why is that? Read the next verse. It says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. What he's saying here is, God wants everybody to be saved, but guess what? There's still one mediator. God can want Billy and Bobby and Susie to receive everything that he has for their life. But that will never happen unless they believe on the mediator, because there's still one mediator who paid that one price, the cross. And unless somebody believes on that mediator, no one receives anything from God, despite how much God wants that to come to pass in their life. There's no receiving from God, and never has been, except through what Jesus paid at the cross as that serpent held up on that pole, and then someone seeing what that serpent on the pole, as Jesus called in the Bible, what he did for them.
If we were able to show you something about Jesus today, subscribe and share this with someone else so that we can get this awesome truth out to the world.